A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
Oh, 9 times out of 100% he'd bury that.
Authentic noise from the fans. Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Welcome to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. How are you,
I'm
Ian?
I'm on top of the world, Anthony. I took my car in for an MOT at Halfords yesterday and the mechanic said, are you Ian Five Ankles? I said, yes, I am. And he said, let me take care of that for you.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
He did, straight up.
No, I don't believe it.
You better believe it.
I don't believe it. A free MOT.
No, not free. I paid full price, but he called me mate. He let me press the button that makes the car go upward so you can see underneath, and he got me a water from the machine.
A free water?
Again, not free, no.
No. No. Well, regardless, you love to see it. You really do. And that is class of Halfords. It really is. And I say that as a Quick Fit fan. Other mechanics are available, of course.
They are, yes, but they're inferior.
Now, let's turn to football and a bit of breaking news. Oh, this is sad.
Breaking news in association with the National Association of Greyhound Jockeys.
Oh, dear. We regret to inform you that the British manager in charge of Huddersfield Traun has been sacked.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Oh, goodness sake.
Why the manager of Huddersfield Traun? Why has this happened?
With one win in 12, the board decided it was time to change direction, apparently.
No, they would say that, actually, wouldn't they?
They would.
Don't know football. That owner is clueless. That British manager, I'm telling you, he wasn't given a chance. It's the same story again and again. British managers just don't have the same opportunities.
It's his seventh job in four seasons, all with similar results.
And he wasn't given a chance at any of them. Why?
As Ian laments the passing of another talented British manager gone before his time. Well, he's not dead, Ian.
Well, just he basically is with that record.
Yeah. Let's get the news with Taj.
Greyhound jockeys, saddle up your greyhound with a porcelain doll of Frankie Dettori.
Fucking hell. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Why are the ones to go always British, Anthony? What? It's not fair. It is not fair.
No.
It's not fair. It's racist is what it is.
Yeah, it's racist. Yeah, it's racist.
Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
But it's blatant anti-British racism. No! Fuck it!
Are you okay?
Oh,
are
yes,
you okay?
Yeah, I will be. Fuck!
Can we go back on air? Because we've got to go back on air
in
a second.
Hang on. Fuck! Yes, yeah.
Okay.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Spooning sports into your porridge like it's golden syrup or something. Greyhound jockeys with little boots on and a whip made of string.
Fuck!
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, and we're still mourning the loss of that British manager. Ian, the guys at Opta have said that sacking him has reduced the number of British managers working in professional football by 0.35%. Which is terrifying when you think of it.
And Anthony, I am thinking about it, and I tell you what, I am physically shaking with rage. I think all British managers should be like listed buildings or something.
Protected!
Yeah.
Protected, like red squirrels, exactly. When grey squirrels came over here to England, they brought disease.
Yeah, just like foreign managers have with the poison of their newfangled tactics.
Gegenpressing is football's version of tuberculosis.
Yeah, and people are dying. It's worse than climate change. I'll tell you what, I would defend every British manager with my life, even Ian Holloway, who I regret to say is currently trying his luck with my ex-wife, Denise.
Oh, no, that's a blow.
Well, I hope not, Anthony, but not yet at least. They've only just met.
I mean, when I said that's
but,
a blow...
When I saw Ian Holloway had friended Denise on Facebook and she friended him too, I mean, I won't lie, that was a kick in the teeth. But I'll tell you what, I would still die for
him. When did this happen, Ian?
This morning. I looked at her Facebook friends page over my breakfast as normal and there he was, Ian Holloway. I mean, I'm a big boy, but I nearly choked on my Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms? Do they still make them?
Oh, yeah.
Or they're gone?
No, they're American import, but me and Steve Bold ordered them on the internet. I mean, I'm asking you, Anthony, what's Ian Holloway got that I haven't?
Well, normal breakfast, for one.
No, and don't be daft. Ian Holloway eats sugar puffs. What does he have that I haven't got?
Well, you're both called Ian, aren't you? Maybe Denise finds the name a massive turn-off.
Oh, come on, be real. We all know why Denise fancies Ian Holloway. It's because he's a manager. Okay? And women find men in positions of power bewitching and beguiling.
Bewitching and beguiling?
Bewitching and beguiling. Not my words, Anthony. I commissioned our producer, Sandra, to ask normal women on the street what they think about Ian Holloway, just to prove my point. Have we got it, Sandra? Yes, it's ready to play.
Well, that's ready, is it?
Yeah.
That's ready, is it? Sandra, are we doing that? We're doing it. We're doing that. Okay, play the audio. Play the audio, Sandra.
The manager, Ian Holloway. Ooh, very powerful. He's bewitching and beguiling.
The fact that he's managed so many men, the sheer number of men he's been in charge of, it's bewitching and also beguiling.
Oh, I'd like him to manage me like he did at Blackpool.
Gosh, that was extremely fast work there, Sandra. Well done for putting that together. Thank you very much.
So, in conclusion, it's clear and bloody obvious, Anthony. Denise fancies Ian Holloway because of his career in football management.
You're sure it's not just because he's called Ian?
So do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to become a manager.
What? Now?
Yep. It's now or never.
Now?
Yep. 100%.
Do you want more time to think about this, Ian? This is a big career change.
Anthony, I'm putting my hat into the ring for the Huddersfield Traun job, saving it from foreigners and upping the Britishness in management by that 0.35%. and I'm also doing it to win back a woman whose weakness is a man who shouts at other men in changing rooms. Two birds, one stone. It's simple.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we are at breakneck speed. Breaking news. We're almost at Sky Sports News levels of saying things without stopping to consider.
Press
we're doing
that,
it.
Yeah,
we're
press
doing
that breaking
it.
News button, Anthony.
Okay.
I'm ready for this.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because once I press that breaking news button, I cannot take that breaking
press
news
button.
Press
the damn button. I want to become bewitching and beguiling.
I'm pressing it. I am pressing it.
Breaking news.
And the breaking news is coming thick and fast this morning. Ian Fiveankles, a respected former player but a rookie in the field of coaching, throws his hat into the management ring. Will he win back his ex-wife's heart and kick Ian Holloway into touch? Let's go to the travel with Angelina.
The Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show, only on Sports Horn. If it's got balls, we'll talk about it.
I've done it, Anthony. Oh. I tell you what, I feel alive.
Oh,
this,
my God.
This must be what it's like to be on Smack or something.
I feel this is a bit too quick, Ian, if I'm honest.
No, no, I feel 10 years younger. I mean, just look at me. I've never been this exhilarated since Razor Ruddock kept calling me Dave on Soccer AM and everyone kept laughing. Sandra, can we get Huddersfield's chairman on the line?
What? You want to do a job interview on the line?
Why not?
You want to do it on the show?
Yeah.
What, right now?
Yeah.
You know we're going to have to cancel Charlie Adams' pot noodle review.
Well, this is football, Anthony. Charlie Adams' pot noodle review, important though it is, we'll have to wait.
Right, OK. Look at you talking to me while tapping on your phone, Ian.
Yeah.
Are you talking to your agent? Man on a mission.
Well, I'm updating my Facebook profile. Denise, come back to daddy.
I hope you haven't written that.
Should I delete that?
Yeah, delete that.
I'll delete it.
My name is Dwight Gale and I listen to the Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show. It's quite good, actually. Just like I'm quite good if you gave me a chance.
The Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Wake up with me. I'm bewitching and beguiling.
You're listening to the Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit turned future manager in order to annul his divorce, Ian Fiveankles.
Ian Fiveankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Gosh, this is all a bit quick. Even for a sports radio show that had a live exclusive on Michael Vaughan's bowel movements, the former manager's body is still warm, Ian. But the big, 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 big question everyone's asking is what makes you the best man for the Huddersfield Town job?
I know the club, Anthony. I know the club.
Of course you do. You know the club. You know the club. No one doubts that. You know the club. You know the club.
I know the players.
You know the club.
I know the players. I know the changing rooms.
You know the changing rooms.
I know the stadium.
You know that all three of which have changed since you played there, of course. Yeah.
Granted, but it goes deeper than that, Anthony. Mm. It's in my DNA. My DNA is the club's DNA.
You know the tea lady?
Betty, I do. Mm. Yeah, she's got the same DNA.
You're related.
Well, more than that, Anthony. I am Betty and Betty is me. And we're the club. I am in Betty, Anthony. You cannot get more intimate than that.
How far are you in, Betty?
Deep.
What would you do with the team? The team, let's talk tactics. Let's
okay,
talk tactics,
let's
Ian.
Talk men's,
let's get out
men's
that talk.
Tactics.
What would you do with the team?
Men's matters, men's tactics. I do what every British manager does. I'd work out what their weak point was under the previous boss. And in this case, I believe it's the defence.
It's the defence. You can't argue with that, Ian.
I would pack the defence out, obsess over the defence, so that for the first few months we've got a great defence and the same attack as we had before, which wasn't at fault, and I don't know how to change attack anyway. And gradually, the attack would start misfiring because I'd spend no time on it until we can't score for love nor money and we'd draw every game 0-0, and then I'd get sacked, and then I'd start again with another top club.
That is mastermind. That is
it's
mastermind. It's tactics. It sounds like you've had more than 30 seconds to plan that one, Ian.
Well, I'll tell you what, 30 seconds is how long all British managers think about things. There's nothing sexier than fast.
Coming up, Sir Stephen Felch, chairman of the club Huddersfield Town, will be on the line to interview Ian Fiveankles. But first, let's hear from Paul Telfer, a man who needs no introduction. But in case he does need an introduction, he played for Coventry City and Southampton.
My name's Paul Telfer, and I'm backing Ian Fiveankles to make a difference at Huddersfield Town. He's a good football man, and he's British. That's the main thing. Sorry if you need some background noise. My laptop fan's just on constantly. Can he stop it? I won't get it fixed, but it's only an Acer's Chromebook. I might as well get a new one. Anyway, send you this file now via WeTransfer.
Thank you, Paul Telfer. We'll be right back after this.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Start the day
the Ian Five Angles way.
Oh, it's sad to hear Paul Telford's got a noisy laptop.
It is,
yeah. I reckon that'll be a dust and hair problem. He'll have jammed up the back of it with hairs from his hairy legs.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Telford always wears shorts, Anthony, just like any self-respecting former Scottish footballer. I mean, Gordon Strachan, he had the same problem. You'd lend him your laptop, 3 weeks later, it's clogged up with leg pubes.
What are you looking at in your phone now, Ian? You're not bloody stop. Well, you're tapping.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a dating app, Anthony. Oh. Looking at all the hot singles in my area that match with me and then never replied in the chat. As soon as I get this manager's job, I tell you, I'm straight back in there with a JPEG of me in a tracksuit.
I thought you wanted Denise back.
I do, Anthony. I want it all.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with Ian Five Ankles. Why stop at Greyhounds? We'll put an action man on your chihuahua at no extra cost.
My name's Ian Five Ankles. I'm a tactical wizard. I'm on the next chapter of football before my rivals have even picked up the book.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, and the odds have just been updated on Oddslap. Ian Five Ankles is the bookies' favourite to take the vacant manager's job at Huddersfield Town, just ahead of Steve Bruce. Blimey, you've got a chance, Ian.
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. Steve Bruce is a top manager, Anthony, and he must get so many women. But Steve, it's my turn on the babe train.
The babe train?
Yeah, you heard me.
My God. Text your thoughts to 75358. Will Ian Five Ankles turn Huddersfield Town around? We've got one now. Caller in. Pete is from Dewsbury. Season ticket holder since 1987. Hi, Pete.
Right, I just want to say, I've been a season ticket holder since 1987.
Yeah, we know. I said it in the intro.
I've been a season ticket holder since 1987, and not once in that time have we appointed someone who's never managed before. Ian Five Ankles, you got no experience. You chat nonsense every morning on a Poundland talk spot. You played at Huddersfield for 17 games, 10 of which were LDV Vans Trophy.
A magnificent cup run.
You relegated the club.
What have you got to say to Pete there, Ian? He has misgivings about you taking over that job.
Pete, are you listening? Do you have a wife?
I do, yeah.
I thought as much. You see, a lot of fans will be against my appointment, and all of them will have wives. and they're just jealous that their wives will fancy me on account of the fact that I'll be in a position of bewitching and beguiling power. And Pete, if you're listening...
Well, he's gone, Ian. He's gone. I'm not sure you're winning the hearts and minds of the fans here.
I'll tell you this, I'm not at Huddersfield Town to win hearts and minds, Anthony. I'm paid to win games of football. I'll continue talking to Pete, even though he's gone. To Pete, and indeed all Huddersfield Town fans who do have wives, maybe your marriages have become that bit less secure. And maybe that's your problem, not mine. I tell you what, if we get promoted at the expense of your marriage, I'm sure you'd take that.
Ian Five Ankles has set out his stall. I'm really not sure I like this new Ian.
What, you don't like winners?
Well, you haven't been given the job yet, mate, all right? One man stands between you and
still
your goal,
winning.
And that man is the Huddersfield owner, Sir Stephen Felch, who is on the line now. Sir Stephen, as always, such an honour to have you with us. Sir Stephen, you are a canny owner of a successful football club. You move decisively to sack your former boss, and you're wasting no time in replacing him. You're a football man through and through, we know that. You know the rigours of owning a football club.
Well, if I'm being honest, then I've always thought that. And I think, well, it's changed a foot. And what is a man's game? And, bring fresh blood in, you know.
And you know that to be in the hot seat requires mental strength.
Yeah, well, you are impressive, but you're just looking, you know, obviously.
A tactical mind.
No, in the life, lots of, merchandise.
And a proven track record. So the question is, will you instate Ian Five Ankles as manager of Huddersfield Town Football Club, bearing in mind all that I've said above? Let's have a drum roll, please. And the answer is...
global market, and there's human rights, isn't there? You know, once over, yeah.
Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Yes!
It's a yes. It's a yes.
Yeah!
Jesus wept.
Come in, Huddersfield.
Please welcome everybody.
Woohoo!
Former professional footballer turned current manager of Huddersfield Town. Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles!
And Ian has stood up from his chair. He's walking around the room. He is pumping his fist in delight.
Huddersfield skirt, here I come!
Yeah, we've got a gift for you, Ian, to celebrate getting the job.
A gift? Is it a leather jacket?
It's a Huddersfield Town shirt, actually. It was worn by the mascot last season, an 8-foot-tall Yorkshire Terrier. So it might be slightly big. Ian's putting it on.
I'll tell you what, it's like I'm wearing a duvet cover.
He's taking a selfie.
That's going straight on my Tinder profile, telling you.
He's updating his Tinder profile. I'm not sure I like what he's become, but what a day for Ian Five Ankles.
Look at this, Anthony. This is what a winner looks like.
There's some oversized shorts in the bag too, with a hole where the tail pokes out.
I'm going to wear them on the touchline.
And the plaudits are coming in. Teddy Sheringham says, congratulations, hashtag ad. Sir Patrick Stewart has made a gif of Ian as Jean-Luc Picard steering the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, that's class, that is. That's class.
And here's a very special message from a very special person.
Denise?
It's Paul Telfer.
Oh. Hello, Ian. Paul Telfer here. Wishing you all the best in the job, mate. Christ, that fan's really going some, isn't it? It's when I'm on YouTube is when it does it the most. Hang about, let me click off YouTube. Is that any better? It's a bit better, but Christ, though. Send this over via WeTransfer.
And of course, Ian Five Ankles taking that job will mean he no longer presents the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on this station. It's the end of an era, Ian. Your last show today.
It is, Anthony. Yeah, I'll miss this place, but I'll be thinking of you while enjoying the Huddersfield Poontang.
And apparently there'll be plenty of it. Aisha in Scarborough says, I love a man in uniform. Come to Yorkshire, Ian. You won't regret it. Carla in Leeds says, I'm waiting, big boy. And Nikki in Bradford says, check your DMs up the Terriers. 75358 is your number to text to offer him your well wishes.
I will check my DMs, that's for certain.
So from this Monday, the show will change to the Steve McLaren Breakfast Show, featuring former manager turned current pundit Steve McLaren and yours truly.
Bloody hell, that is quite explicit.
Steve McLaren is on the line now. Morning, Steve. You all right, mate?
Morning, Anthony. A tremendous pleasure to talk to you.
And you, Steve. Are you pumped for Monday, mate?
I am indeed, yes. I cannot wait to get started. As you know, I've been on standby to present the show 5 times now, but it hasn't worked out on each occasion.
Yeah, and that is a real shame. 6th time lucky, though, Steve.
Oh, it's given me goosebumps just hearing that.
Let's cut to the chase, mate. Really looking forward to it. What can listeners expect on the show from you?
Oh, tons. I've been planning it for several years now, all in a folder on my computer called the Steve McLaren Breakfast Show version 6. So there'll be games, features, celebrity guests, and I've even come up with a cuddly mascot called Weatherhog.
Hang on, Anthony.
What's up, Ian?
It's Denise. I'm just looking on Facebook and she's unfriended Ian Holloway.
It's working.
Oh, she's just added someone else. Who? She's added Ian Wone.
Oh, Ian Wone.
Ian Wone, yeah. She just likes people called Ian, doesn't she?
I believe so, yeah.
Right.
Would you like to reject your job offer at Huddersfield Traun and rejoin the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show?
I would, yeah.
Steve McLaren?
Yes, Anthony?
We won't be requiring your services on the show after all. I am really sorry about that, mate.
That's no problem at all. Thanks very much for your time and for thinking of me.
It's a shame, because the Weatherhog sounded so good.
Well, if Five Ankles changes his mind, I've even bought the costume, so...
No, sorry, Steve, but I have learned one valuable lesson this morning. I could have all the women in the world if I wanted, but while there's a chance with my ex-wife, Denise, I'm staying put.
She's with Ian Wone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I respect that, Ian. You and Denise could have a good thing going if only she gave you an opportunity. All the best to you, mate.
Thanks, Steve. That means a lot.
Bye, Steve.
Can I also just say...
Not really, Steve. No, we're cutting the line, actually, there.
No problem at all. Kind regards.
Oh, it feels good to be back, Anthony.
But what about all those women in Yorkshire?
I'm not a natural womaniser, am I?
No.
I'm not. I can't really pull that off. I just got swept up in the machismo of British management, I think. I really don't need what I just saw in that DM. I just want a cup of cocoa with the love of my life. Mm. Maybe 3 solid minutes of missionary, yeah. And then out like a light, just like Romeo and Juliet. Denise, if you're listening, ditch Wone. Come back to Daddy Five Ankles, please.
Coming up on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, who should take the Huddersfield Traun job?
Well, Steve McLaren, I think, without a doubt. He knows the club,
Anthony. He knows the club.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn, your horn for sport. A tiny porcelain Ruby Walsh set astride a Springer Spaniel. Next week on Sports Horn.
Gianni Infantino's tuning in.
Yeah.
Shit.
Industrial language,
I'm sorry.
Mate. Industrial language.
I'm so sorry.
Industrial language. Your mum's done. What?
Sports on. Morning sport from dusk till dawn.
Sports on is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym... for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.